WHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Deadly flooding has swept parts of the Midwest. The water spilled over the banks of 13 rivers in northwest Iowa, swallowing up entire neighborhoods. Governor Kim Reynolds has declared a disaster for 21 counties.
The projected damage is staggering, and at this time, it's estimated that at least 1,900 properties are impacted and hundreds have been destroyed, as well as a lot of property on ag land has also been impacted by the far-reaching flooding.
Governor Kristi Noem says at least one person was killed in South Dakota. Blistering heat moves from the northeast into the south and midwest today. Sources tell CBS News federal prosecutors are asking the Justice Department to criminally prosecute Boeing. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The charges are based on allegations that Boeing breached a 2021 agreement related to conspiracy to defraud the FAA based on two fatal crashes.
The Russians have summoned the U.S. ambassador to complain about weapons shipments to Ukraine. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
The U.S. ambassador was called to the foreign ministry in Moscow. Russia says the U.S. is engaging in a hybrid war and blamed Washington for a deadly missile attack in Crimea. The Kremlin has warned of consequences and says the war in Ukraine is entering the most dangerous phase to date.
In southern Russia, deadly attacks in Dagestan targeting religious institutions. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg from Moscow.
This seems to have been a coordinated attack late Sunday afternoon on two cities in Dagestan, Derbent and Makhachkala. Attacks on two churches and two synagogues and a police checkpoint. The gun battles between the gunmen and the security services continued long into the night. We believe 8 hours they went on for.
So far, no claim of responsibility. Past attacks there have been carried out by Islamic extremists. Officials in South Korea believe a fire triggered an explosion that killed 22 people and injured 8 others at a lithium battery factory near Seoul today. Most of the victims were Chinese migrant workers. Many have moved to South Korea searching for jobs. A surfing legend's been killed in a shark attack in Hawaii. Oahu's acting ocean safety chief, Kurt Lager.
Tamayo Perry was a lifeguard loved by all. He's well known on the North Shore. He's a professional surfer known worldwide.
Perry also appeared in the fourth Pirates of the Caribbean movie. S&P futures are up 6. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pear Marquette Park is out as the protest area for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next month. Instead, there are two demonstration areas, one near Pfizer Forum and another near the Baird Center. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle.
I'd like to reassure everyone that the Secret Service and our public safety partners respect every American's First Amendment right to express themselves. The Milwaukee PD and other law enforcement partners are well equipped to manage protests and ensure gatherings remain safe for all individuals involved.
Republicans didn't want the protest zone so close to Pfizer Forum. The Department of Natural Resources is offering $100,000 in grants to rural Wisconsin counties that help recycle unwanted electronics. The funds would go towards building permanent electronics collection sites or hosting collection events. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers Myers with another victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers winning 6-2 in San Diego Sunday against the Padres, thanks to another strong showing from rookie pitcher Tobias Myers, center fielder Blake Perkins.
Yeah, Toby's been pitching really well. I think just attacking their lineup, attacking the hitters with his fastball and not being afraid to use his other pitches, the cutter, changeup. I'm happy for him, man. It's good to see. He provided us a really good start, you know, with shutdown innings, especially after we came through and scored. Those are big.
Myers Myers has now won four in a row. Pat Murphy.
Tobias is great. I mean, this kid continues to work in between starts. He continues to be serious about his unexpected arrival in the big leagues. Since he's been here, he's decided that I'm going to listen to these guys.
The Brewers host the Rangers tonight. College basketball, 6'2" guard Adrian Knopp, who helped lead Sussex Hamilton High to the postseason, committed to the Wisconsin Badgers over the weekend. He'll report as a preferred walk-on. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. We'll have a high near 81. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Pockets of heavy rain, a low around 67. A scattered shower to start your Tuesday, then mostly sunny, a high of 83. Cooler Wednesday, 72.
Right now, it's 55.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more and more UW-Madison students are interested in learning about public policy and sinkholes. Why? We'll find out. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matinair on air.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Oh, 6 minutes past the hour, 7 o'clock, it is Monday, June 24th, 2024. Pat Breitlow, he is not here right now. He is renewing his pilot license for pontoon captain boating, or captain boating captain. Somewhere in the state of Wisconsin, he is off today, well-deserved rest. Up North News Radio and Pat Kreitlow will return tomorrow. I'm Todd Allball, filling in at the world headquarters of Civic Media in Madison. Greg Bach is in beautiful WAUK in Waukesha with his fantastic Cream City Brew Crew jersey on. The Brewers got a big win yesterday. Joining us in just a moment, to Brittany Merlot with a check of weather right now around the state of Wisconsin. Traffic-wise, no major incidents are being reported right now that we can see, although one just popped up near the Appleton area, but it looks like a side street right now where there is a small traffic accident there. Otherwise, no major traffic accidents to speak of. There is some flood watches, though, and stream embankments going over their banks. Also, a little bit of dense fog in areas. And here to bring us an update on all of that, as she does each and every morning, the wonderful and talented Brittany Merlot. Brittany, how the heck are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing, Todd?
It is beautiful here in Madison. Got a little Racine Kringle I brought in for the local guys here, John and Gordy. A little Greg Box is not a fan. he basically called me a fake Kringler.
Fake Kringler. Okay.
Kringler.
That's fake Kringles. Fake Kringles. These are fake Kringles.
That's good, Craig. You have to see the action on the stream in order to get it.
Right. My dear friend Nate Craig, who's a comic and from Madison, now lives in L.A., has opened up for Bill Burns. Very successful, very funny. He says that doing a successful Trump impression is you start with your hands at the bottom, like by your hips or by your stomach, and you bring it up. And as you bring your hand up, you act like you're catching a fly. You're like, you do this, and you bring it back down. You bring it back up, bring it back down.
That's pretty good.
And then just hands. Yes. Hell, it's all hands.
Yeah, it is. A lot of it's hands. A lot of it's hands. Brittany Merlot, you don't use a lot of hands in terms, because you're not doing a lot of like weather screening, but you use your voice, you use your knowledge. Tell us what's going on. It was a very active weather pattern across Wisconsin this weekend, as we were talking about in hour one. National Weather Service confirming now some F1 and F2 tornadoes in the Janesville area and Argyle area in the southern part of the state. As we said, a number of small stream and flood watches, warnings still out for a lot of Wisconsin.
Yes, we've had a very active pattern here, just getting pounded with rain over and over. It felt like we never had any dry days. Our soil saturated. Our rivers went right up to the banks. And then Saturday happened, right? We were drenched in that rain. That severe weather down south as that cold front pushed through. It was scary. I think there was at least 4 confirmed tornadoes into those areas. Picking up 1 to 2 inches of rain statewide. Now that has definitely pushed pretty much every single river to a flood level. If they're not flooding yet, they're right there at the maximum. And we have more rain headed our way tonight. So this is going to cause some more problems. Now we are looking at 1/4 inch to 1/2 inch majority of this coming through. But of course, we could see a little bit more in some areas, and that's going to affect certain places harder than others. So now's the time if you are by creeks, streams, stuff like that. Keep moving your property away. Prepare for that because another round tonight. And some of these could be strong to severe again because we are looking at this warm front lifting in and a cold front smacking right into that. And we're going to feel some heat and humidity tomorrow. We're going to soar to about 90 degrees for a good chunk of the state. The dew points are going to be in the mid-70s. It's going to feel sticky gross. And then, of course, you know, that rain coming through the overnight as well. So keep an eye on that. Temperatures, though, behind all of this, we're going to cool down and we're actually going to have a comfortable week for more rain on Friday. So 2 big rain events as we're looking at a very, very saturated soil. I mean, we were in a drought this time last month. And if you think about last year, we were in a severe extreme. I mean, we were having problems. The Mississippi, they couldn't even send goods down it. Now the Mississippi's overflowing. So here we are, opposite.
Where, Brittany, where should our listeners across the state, where are the best chances kind of in a geographical area in Wisconsin for those strong storms tonight?
Honestly, everywhere. The entire state is in a slight risk today. I shouldn't say today. It's really going to hit around midnight to about 6 a.m. So while we're all sleeping, make sure those phones are turned up so those emergency alerts can go off so that you're aware and you're not sleeping through anything too bad. But this thing is going to start. It's going to push into northwest Wisconsin. You're going to see it kind of rolling through the northern part first. And of course, a few of them could pop up out ahead of that further south. Kind of how it goes this time of year. So it's hard to pinpoint exactly where, but statewide, be aware through those overnight hours because this whole system's pushing through the entire state and we're all going to get that moisture, that juice to really set some of these storms off. So
now I'm told, filling in here for Pat Kreitlow, I'm told that Rob in Tigerton, and I've been to Tigerton, often yes, it's a beautiful little community. What do we got, Greg Bach, from Rob this morning?
Well, Rob starts out, he says, good morning from Tigerton, sunny and 56 degrees, busy mowing lawns. The man's never not boy. I just swear to God, he mows lawns in the winter. I mean, really do. I think. But he also said, let's see, what else did he say? Here you go. He said, South Branch of the, is it the Embarrass or Embarrass? Yeah. It's the Embarrass River.
Embarrass, yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah. South Branch of the Embarrass River in the town of Germana in western Shawano County. The river is over its banks with another 1 to 2 inches of rain tonight. Flooding will be a major problem. And he finally just says, watch out for high waters, many rivers over its banks. Thank you very much, Rob. We always can rely on Rob from Tigerton for the update.
We appreciate it. My dad and stepmom live in Shawano, so I've been to Tigerton several times. It's a beautiful part of the state. But, yeah, you got the Embarrass River up there. You got the Wolf River. So a great place to go tubing, but right now probably water is a little bit too high.
Mm. Oh, yeah, and those rapids, too, they are rushing. I wouldn't want to mess around with those currents unless you were very, very an expert-level paddler or something.
Right.
Gosh.
Well, all right, Brittany, we appreciate it. So basically look for some storms overnight tonight. And I think it's really important for people that might work third shift or whatever. If you're driving in the dark, just be aware. If you see someplace, a road that's covered in water, do not try to go through that. As they say, turn around, don't drown. And that's serious because once you get in those currents, you don't know if the road's washed out underneath of that. You don't know how fast the current's going. And really bad things can happen pretty quickly.
Well said, Todd. Yes, I agree with you. I have seen those culverts washed out. It is terrifying. Just looking at that, you're like, oh, if you thought there was a road under there, it's a waterfall down. So
not good
be careful. Yeah.
We appreciate you stopping by. We appreciate all you do for us here at Civic. And we will keep an eye to the sky. And then we'll try to cool down as it gets a little sticky and muggy the next couple of days.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Thanks, Brittany. Have a great day. Brittany Merlot.
You too.
Our pleasure. Brittany Merlot and the entire Civic Media weather forecasting team keeps us abreast. And does she stop by every morning? Because I don't listen to every morning.
Every single morning. She's here at 7:06. It's wonderful to have her. I truly, I've told her this 100 times. I'm not saying anything she hasn't heard me say directly to her. I love her updates. They're always very, very informative, very on the nose, and just fun. Like, she's the only meteorologist in the game who I've ever heard use the word flirt in her report.
I love it. We're flirting with temperatures of whatever, yeah.
We're flirting.
It might not get there, but we're flirting about it, yeah.
We're batting our eyes at a hot summer day.
That's fantastic. Well, speaking of weather, as I said here before the top of the hour, the weather is making news all across the state over the weekend here. I've got the Wisconsin State Journal front page from yesterday. You can see there it says, Nation Bakes, Iowa Floods. And also the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel yesterday running a front page. And I thought that was really good, Greg Bach. It was all about what's called Hear Us. Improving the mental health of young people starts with something deceptively simple. It was a whole front page article on mental health, which, again, I don't think we can talk enough about.
Yes.
And one of these stories in the Journal Sentinel from yesterday, the headline was Heat Waves Can Impact Mental Health. And this is by Sybil Mays Osterman. It says, research, ER visits rise with high temperatures. Well, I think particularly older folks, seniors, I guess, which I'll technically be one come October.
But, oh my God, would you stop it?
But no, this is
true. You travel more than any 10 people I know. You better shape than every 50 people I know. Knock it off.
You're too kind. Thank you. But again, older folks that might be in housing that does not have AC, this could be a real issue. And I think that a lot of us have heard about the physical impacts of heat, but it turns out mental health is also a factor. Here from the Journal Sentinel yesterday, seasonal depression isn't just a winter phenomena. Many have experienced a mood dip brought on by frigid winter or a rainy weekend, but extreme heat can also have a significant impact on mental health. As the U.S. swelters under an unrelenting heat wave, experts say the sky-high temperatures could make people more frustrated and stressed and exacerbate existing mental health conditions. Quote, I can estimate what the temperature is outside without even stepping outside my office, unquote, said Susan Elbers Bowling, a clinical psychologist at the Cleveland Clinic. Quote, last week, in particular, when it was excessively hot, I see an increase in frustration, irritation, anger, and listlessness, unquote. The National Weather Service warned that the past week would bring dangerous levels of heat to cities in the east as heat advisories, watches, or warnings were issued for more than 100 million people. It's been particularly bad, by the way, out in places like Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., even Maine. Get this, Greg Bach, in Caribou, Maine, a 103-degree heat index last week set an all-time record in Maine, for goodness sake.
My God, I would never think Maine. That's
I know.
And honestly, and I don't mean to pile on the topic, but you know, one of the things too we take into consideration when this extreme heat and a very mild winter, you can't help but think about climate change either. You're exactly. It's only, you know, I don't want to compound, but that is another factor. And especially for young people in the millennial and Gen Z and younger, that's something they're going to deal with. And we get to walk away going, well, have fun.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think you're exactly right. And particularly amongst younger people, it adds on to the mental stress. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about mental health and heat. Weather update, news update, Greg Bach and more. This is Todd Allball in for Pat Kreitlow on Civic Media Mornings for Up North News Radio. Stay tuned.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show. Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery. The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too. Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to Civic Media this morning. In for Up North News Radio, I'm Tom Alba, in for Pat Kreitel. Greg Bach is here on the board and producing as well. Nicely done, Greg. What do you dial up there?
Oh, this is Everybody Hurts by R.E.M.
That's what I thought, but it's just sometimes in the head. Yeah. Once in a while on our show, I'll make a mistake and say the wrong artist or whatever, and then Zomer has to correct me, which I'm glad he does. So yeah. It's a lovely song.
It's a beautiful song, and a lot of times it can be used in the context of, like, I'm feeling sad. This song is gorgeous.
It is.
This band is beautiful, and a lot of respect for them saying, like, you know what? We're done. We're going to pack it up. We got no more music in us. We're going to head back to Atlanta and enjoy our lives. But, yeah, good song.
Good song, good choice. Well done. It is now 21 past the hour of 7 o'clock here on Monday, June 24th. Pat Kreitel back in the chair tomorrow after renewing his pontoon pilot boat license. I'm just going to keep saying that.
Which requires him also to fly a plane. It's very weird. I don't understand. It's very odd.
That's what happens. Right now, a quick check of temperatures around the state. We are up to 55 degrees right now in Bayfield up north on Lake Superior. Also 57 in Superior this morning. 64 over by Hudson. 63 right now in Eau Claire. 59 over in Wausau. 63 in La Crosse. 66 already in Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin. Looks around 65 right now here in the capital city at the airport in Madison. 61 at the Shaw at WAUK in Waukesha, where Greg Bach is at, and is warming up near the lake at 66 degrees right now over in Milwaukee. 70, already 70 degrees down in Kenosha this morning. 63 in Green Bay, 57 in Rhinelander, I think Wausau 57, if I didn't say it before. So those are the temperatures around the state of Wisconsin this morning. Looking for temperatures in the 80s today. It's going to be a little sultry, a little humid, mostly sunny skies. That will set up, as Brittany Merlot told us, some possible severe weather overnight, coming in later tonight in the overnight hours. So be aware of that. Nobody in the state of Wisconsin right now needs more rain, but it looks like some places are going to get it, and some of that could be severe overnight. Then tomorrow, it is really going to be dangerously warm for a lot of people, an actual temperature of upper 80s in much of the state, near 90, and then feels like conditions could be in the upper 90s, near 100 degrees when you add in that humidity tomorrow. Going to be a very humid day tomorrow on Tuesday. Wednesday starts to get back to normal around 78, at least here in Madison, and the rest of the week, Thursday and Friday, looks like temperatures in the 70s, a slight chance right now, at least, of some rain in parts of Wisconsin on Friday. Looking around the state right now, no major traffic accidents to report, but south of Highway 29 from Eau Claire over to Green Bay, south of that, you're going to see some localized flood watches and warnings, particularly for low-lying areas or roads next to creeks. There are some closures, particularly in rural secondary roads here and there. Those are dissipating, although with the more rain overnight, those may be put back into effect, those flood watches and warnings. Also some fog here and there in low-lying areas across the state as well. So be aware of that on this 24th of June, now 24 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Off the text line this morning, Heather, listening in Eau Claire, she says, good morning, great work. I saw a notice that heat impacts how well mental health medication works on each person. Weather changes how meds function. Well, there you go, Greg Bach. I did not know that.
I never did knew you? That either.
No, it comes from my sister, actually. That's Heather in Eau Claire. But she's a type 1 diabetic, and I didn't know that that you know heat changes medications like that. Talking about this great article in the Journal Sentinel over the weekend, yesterday, as a matter of fact, entire section on mental health, which I really applaud them for taking this on. And one of the things that I did not realize is that heat waves, talking about our weather today and tomorrow, can impact mental health. According to the article, the Journal Sentinel, statistics show the dangerous physical effects of extreme heat on the body. Heat-related deaths rose from 1,722 in 2022 to more than 2,300 in 2023, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Last summer, rates of emergency room visits for heat-related illnesses jumped, quote, substantially, the agency reported. But here's what I did not know. Emergency room visits for mental health-related concerns also increased as temperatures got hotter, according to research by an assistant professor at Boston University. The professor said she found that between 2010 and 2019, the rate of emergency department visits with mental health outcomes increased by 6% to 11% on the 5 or 6 hottest days of the year. She said that visits were linked to a wide range of mental health disorders, including mood disorders, anxiety, and stress disorders, self-harm, schizophrenia, and substance abuse disorders. She says, quote, what I think that means is that extreme heat is this eternal stressor that really is exacerbating people's underlying mental health symptoms, unquote. Greg, it goes to what you were saying, I think, before, that it's not just these diagnosed illnesses that we just listed here in this article, but I think you're right, particularly for younger people who are very, I'll just say, by and large, my opinion, I think are more in touch with climate change and global warming than older generations, because, you know, it may well be that I'm off this earth when some of the worst of it hits, if we don't take action now. But they're looking at this saying, look, I'm going to be here. I'm living through this. And why aren't older generations taking this more seriously?
I mean, yeah. And at this point, I don't understand. I mean, you know, honestly, I want to say I don't understand why people just don't just agree with this and understand it. And but, I think the thing that bothers me is that you've got a lot of people out there who make it their business about denying climate change, about balking at it and all these things. These are people who have children and grandchildren. Why don't you have a vested interest in making their lives better by just doing, at the very least, saying that it is a problem, let's try to work together to make a solution? But instead they say it's not what you think, it's all a hoax. No, it's not. And your grandkids are gonna have to pick up the pieces, and that's terrible and destructive,
right? And I think, you know, being a former Republican who left the party in 2011, my personal opinion is even a lot of the current MAGA folks, when they're off camera or off microphone, will tell you that they believe in it, that it's true. And yet they play to the base for political purposes. And let me say this. Our Wisconsin Agriculture Committee, our farmers, our stewards of the land, our conservationists, they'll tell you that they're having to change practices due to climate change. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to listen to a radio show host in the morning, listen to a farmer because yes. they know what's up.
Yeah. Yeah. Those farmers you love so much, listen right. to them when they talk.
Because they're great folks. 28 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. You are up north, but not on Up North News Radio. You're on Civic Media This Morning with Greg Bach in Waukesha, Todd Allball here in Madison. Kreitlow is back tomorrow. Stay tuned. More after this, including our very own Savannah Tomei Olson with a news update later on next hour. Stay with us on Civic Media.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
If you're involved in production agriculture, you wear a lot of different caps. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. You're an accountant, you're an employee manager, you're a nutritionist, a lot of different caps. One of those caps that you may wear but not comfortably, an electrician. Now there is some training available for farmers on the way.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
UW-Madison's Farm and Industry Short Course is going to try to offer a little more education for farmers from the practical side when it comes to farm electrical maintenance and safety. Heather Gayton is the Outreach Program Manager for FISC, and she explains, while you won't become an expert, you will be able to troubleshoot.
Sure. There's a lot of trainings out there for licensed electricians. This is a very unique niche within the educational space. It came from a request in the farm community, and this program is developed for farmers and those working with equipment and infrastructure, specifically on farms. So again, it's for farm owners, field managers, others who work on electrical infrastructure on the farm. And this course is also for electricians, so we're not going to exclude them from the training. They can earn up to 4 continuing education units by attending this code-related training.
Heather Gayton, she is the Outreach Program Manager for Farm and Industry Short Course. This Farm Electrical Maintenance and Safety Short Course comes up July 11th and 16th at the Hancock Ag Research Station. If you'd like to find out more details or register, jump online and just search Farm and Industry Short Course.
At Compeer Financial, being here for you means something. With your loan, you access far more than financing. Enjoy member benefits like discounts on personal and business expenses, financial education, and special events, plus patronage, essentially reducing the costs of the funds you borrowed. Compeer Financial, here for you. Find out more today. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/member-benefits. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
And Wisconsin's May milk production went up just a little bit. 2.81 billion pounds of milk produced within our borders. That's up 1% from May a year ago. And it kind of contrasts to what was happening across the United States. The major milk producing states as a group saw milk production go down almost 1%. That's a look at what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. We'll have a high near 81. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Pockets of heavy rain, a low around 67. A scattered shower to start your Tuesday, then mostly sunny, a high of 83. Cooler Wednesday, 72.
It's 60 at our studios.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. so many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Teach Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas and Wisconsinology website creator, director, and producer Frank Anderson joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
It is the 24th of June, 2024, 7:34 on your drive time this morning as you take us across to the state of Wisconsin on Civic Media Radio. Todd Allball in for Pat Kreitlow, who is on vacation. Kreitlow and Up North News Radio will return tomorrow. This is Civic Media This Morning with myself, and Greg Bach joins us from WAUK down in the beautiful Waukesha this morning. Glad to have you along for the ride. Speaking of that, checking the 511 Wisconsin map across the state of Wisconsin right now, we don't see any major traffic incidents to report to you at this hour. One smaller one on I-41 north, 4 miles beyond the ramp of Wisconsin 49. We're talking the Fond du Lac area. The right shoulder is blocked due to a disabled vehicle. So, like, you know, you always get these gawkers. It's not the traffic accident that actually slows things down, Greg Bach. It's the gawkers, and nobody gawks more than me. I'll just be honest.
Oh, Todd Alba's a looky-loo. He likes to look around.
Yeah. Ooh, look at that.
I try to do the thing where you're like, I'm not going to look, but then you just side eye. You're like, I want to see what's going on. You're like, and then you're like, I'm looking. I'm not looking at the road. See, keep looking at the road, folks.
I try to keep the traffic moving, but I can't say I don't look. So, yeah, but just be aware of that. Otherwise, no major traffic incidents to report. Again, south of Highway 29, Green Bay to Eau Claire, anywhere south of that, you may incur some small stream flooding or along creeks and rivers in low-lying areas. There have been a number of smaller secondary roads closed over the weekend because of those weekend storms, particularly south of Highway 29. Those have kind of gone back into their banks. But again, Brittany Merlot is saying that later on tonight and overnight, we're going to see more storms across Wisconsin. Some, keyword, some may be severe. So keep an eye to the sky and your weather radio on as well. So some of those roads or some of those rivers may go out of their banks, particularly those creeks and streams. Also, a little bit of dense fog in areas, particularly south Wisconsin or southern Wisconsin, not widespread, but just be aware. Drive with the lights on this morning in case you incur one of those. Going to be a warm one across Wisconsin. Highs mostly in the 80s across Wisconsin. And then tomorrow, upper 80s. Heat indexes tomorrow may put us in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees. Couple of quick headlines for you. The Biden and Trump campaigns are making their final preparations for CNN's presidential debate on Thursday. You can hear that debate right here on Civic Media with news director Terry Bell and myself anchoring pregame at 7:30. The actual debate starts at 8. We'll see if Trump lasts the entire 90 minutes. Both teams have spent weeks. Wouldn't that be great, Greg Bach, if he just like after 40 minutes, just like, I'm done.
I'm good. I've rambled all I need to ramble. And then he just starts looking for the exit. Like, where is it? Is it over here? Is it over? I don't know where it is.
Both teams have spent the weeks honing their message for an array of issues, from the economy to foreign affairs to abortion. President Biden has sought to rally potential voters around reproductive rights, especially young female blocs that could be critical to his reelection chances. Meanwhile, former President Trump praising the Supreme Court justices over the weekend for their role in tightening state-level restrictions on abortion and limiting access to the procedure. Again, Dr. Lyerly was on the program this morning reminding us that unfortunately today is the second anniversary of the Dobbs decision, which overturned Roe v. Wade, a woman's right to an abortion in this country. Heat wave continues not just here in Wisconsin, or at least in the United States, but also overseas. More than 1,300 people died on this year's Hajj pilgrimage, with numerous cases due to heat stress and temperatures exceeding 125 degrees Fahrenheit in Saudi Arabia. Wow. We think we have it bad here, but I mean, that's just sad. Also, Boeing and NASA have once again delayed the Boeing Starliner capsule's return to Earth from the International Space Station. Officials have pushed back Starliner's departure date several times after the vehicle, which launched astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams to space on June 5th, experienced helium leaks en route. The astronauts said they want to put on puppet shows in space with high voices, so they're staying a while longer. No, not just kidding. NASA has indicated the return of Starliner's inaugural crew won't come home until sometime in July. Was it from Hello Dolly or Gypsy? We won't come home. Hello Dolly. We won't come home. We won't come home until we get a girl.
you don't get with Pat Kreitlow show tunes.
Yeah. Kreitlow doesn't do a lot of show tunes, I don't think. We'll be giving you more headlines, a little weather, and coming up later this half hour, we have our very own Savannah Tomei Olson in for our very own news director, Terry. Maybe Terry Bell and Kreitlow are getting their pontoon license together somewhere.
Maybe they're just sitting on a pontoon boat sipping cool drinks going, idiots.
Exactly.
Slurp, slurp, slurp.
Talking about the weather we were talking about before the break, great story yesterday in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel called Heat Waves Can Impact Mental Health. And I found this fascinating because I did not know until I read this that there is a direct correlation between these heat waves, particularly when it gets humid and into the 90s, and people who suffer with mental health disorders, such as mood disorders, anxiety, stress disorders, self-harm, schizophrenia, and substance abuse, that the heat puts added stress and can make these issues, these mental health issues, even worse. Joining us on the line this morning, we appreciate it, all the way from beautiful San Francisco in California, David on the line from San Francisco. David, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, well, morning. Your producer there might be able to cue up a song by Susie Sue and the Banshees called 92 Degrees. It's a song that talks about the murder rate goes up, and when it hits 92 degrees, that's when the most murders happen. And then it goes on to say when it gets hotter than that, people are too dang hot to murder anybody. So there's that cusp point where the stress gets too much and people finally break. And it's good to hear the in Mecca that you mentioned it got up to 125. Yeah. The early reports were they claimed that it was 135 a few days ago.
Oh,
and that
gosh,
looking at the videos of the people walking through, they're like shoulder to shoulder. And, you know, I've been in crowds in a hot day, and you just want to be like 20 feet away from the nearest person. And the idea that they've just got people packed in there, and it's horrible. Yeah. I was going
to add. Just no, go ahead.
Well, I'll just add one last thing. The Hajj... you know how there have been a lot of religious frauds. Like Mark Twain had a famous quote, if all the pieces of the true cross were gathered together, it would make a forest. And there's no writing in the Quran that says that people have to do the Hajj. But apparently the Saudi Arabians created this sort of a tourist trap, and they've demanded that all Muslims go to take part in the Hajj, And with climate change, you know, having 1,300 people die just because somebody tricked, the Islamic religion into believing that such a tourist trap is necessary for getting to heaven, that's pretty wicked. And if climate change is going to continue to happen, Islamics would be well served to refuse to take part in a tourist trap aspect of of the Saudis.
Now, David, you out there in San Francisco, where it's still pretty early, you've dropped a lot of knowledge on us here, and I appreciate it. There's a lot to unpack, but I want to start with what you just said. Look, I'm a person of the Christian faith. It is personal to me, but you know, I attend Christmas. Now, if Christmas was in July, and it was 125, I wouldn't be going to Christmas services. I mean, I just wouldn't go. And so I think you bring up a good point that, I mean, if it's 125, do you really want to go and do the Hajj? But I did not know this, that the Saudi Arabian government, which, of course, does not surprise me, given the track record of some of the things that the Saudis do over there and of their people. So I find that very fascinating, and I agree with you on that. More interesting to me is this song that you dropped on us about 92 degrees is the peak murder rate, and then anything over that, the murders go down? Is this scientific, sure, or is this some songwriters that were stoned and just said, well, let's make this up?
I think that, you might, like I say, it's Susie Sue and the song came out in the 80s. I think that criminologists had kind of tracked that. And
really?
She took the song from that. But I you know, who's to say whether Susie Sue is a criminologist, but
it kind of makes sense, right? Not to make light of it, but I guess I kind of am. I mean, of the 1,300 people that died at the Hajj, nobody got murdered because it was 125. The murderers weren't out. They died of natural causes. I don't know. I mean, I suppose when it's 100 degrees, who wants to go out and commit crime? I mean, mental health goes up, or mental health issues. We learned that from this article in the Journal Sentinel. But what about crime? That'd be an interesting study. Does crime go down when it gets, say, into the upper 90s? The people just say, I don't have time to go shoplift.
I mean, I know one thing that, political leaders and police will talk about. They're like, it's getting hot out there. Kids are going to be unruly because they just got nothing to do, and they're going to just act out. And I don't know how scientific that is. I know, right? For myself, when it's in the 90s, I don't even want to mow the lawn, let alone, go commit crime. So
Greg Bach's not mowing the grass.
I'm not mowing the grass in the 90s. Get out of here.
He's not gonna take some Tic Tacs from Quick Trip. I mean, he's got no time for it. We got time for you. Come on back. We have a news update from Savannah Tomei Olson. It's Civic Media This Morning, in for Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network. No, I thought you gave me like the 30-second thing.
No, 3 minutes. Folks, we are professional radio people right now.
Well, this one happens, you understand, when I sleep around the radio. You know, I mean, I'm with different producers.
What are you talking about right now, Todd Albaugh?
Because when you have different producers, when you different people have different, and I just saw the three and I thought it was 30 seconds. I'm sorry.
No worries. No worries.
Bad.
I mean, to go
the look on Greg's face when I said back in a minute, he's like, holy crap, I don't have music for that long.
Yes. It's a real long break, folks. Real long.
No, but I don't know about this. If you want to give us a call, apparently there's time left. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And you can share with me, does crime go up or down the hotter it gets? I think that'll be, I'm serious about this. I think it'd be a fascinating study.
Yeah. I feel like I don't have the materials in front of me right now, but I feel like they have said that.
What did your gut say, Greg? Bob,
crime goes up when it gets hot out, because they say people just get there's nothing to do. It's so hot out, and then tempers can flare, and people will be a little more on edge, shorter fuses.
You know what goes up when heat goes up? These goofballs who ride these little crotch rocket motorcycles around Madison, and they go, and it bounces, the sound bounces all over the buildings. Did this happen in Milwaukee?
Oh my God, yeah. That happens all over the state.
Those things should be outlawed. People who race them around and just arrest them, throw them in jail. I don't want to hear it. It ruins my summer.
Welcome
get
to
rid
Grandpa
of the crotch
Todd's
rocket.
Hot takes.
And they're men with small genitalia who have nothing better to do than a small little motorcycle. And they say, look how manly I am. They're not manly at all. They tick me off. That's what's burning me this morning.
You know what really grinds my gears?
That's what grinds
guys
my gears.
Grinding their gears.
And it's not even Tuesday with Mathers. All right, come on back. Now we're going to take a break. Savannah Tomei Olson after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Frog here. Welcome back to the show. It is Civic Media this morning. I'm Allball in for Kreitlung. Greg Bach is down in Waukesha. And I have this roving reporter microphone because we thought we were only getting Savannah Tomei Olson from the news department. But no, we have here our very own news director, Terry Bell, live and in studio at our makeshift shop here. Terry, how the heck are you?
I'm very well, Todd. How are you?
I'm fantastic now that you're here. It's great. It was a lovely surprise to have you here.
Oh, every Monday morning, 7:50, three things you need to know.
Three things you need to know. That's fantastic. Terry, give us the... By the way, he has a... Look at this. For those watching the stream, look at Terry's coffee mug. This is... I love the shape of it. It is a Madison College Honors Program, but you teach at Madison College, right?
I do. I teach journalism at Madison College, and yeah, I also have the honor of advising honors students, so... I got a little mug for
it's fantastic.
After I completed my training. Yeah, it is. It's just, we do terrific things. It is a great opportunity for young people to get into the journalism field, you know, in 2 years instead of four.
I think it's great. And for those that, it's all seriousness, for those that don't know, you hear Terry every day leading our fine news team, but he's also teaching America's future journalists out there at Madison College, and you're also umpiring volleyball and softball games.
I'm a line judge at volleyball.
Oh, line judge. I'm sorry. I've got this up.
It's a lot to keep straight. I also do...
I have a hard time keeping things straight, but go ahead.
No. And I'm a public address announcer at a lot of different sporting events, everything from the college level to a great organization in Dane County called the Miracle League, which is baseball for kids with disabilities. It's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, a renaissance man, Terry Bell. All right, Terry. Tell us here a minute. We've been kind of talking about it a little bit this morning. Big news this Thursday, the big presidential debate, Biden v. Trump. We're going to carry it right here on Civic Media. I believe you and I are anchoring pregame time 7:30.
That's right. So this is an unusual debate in a lot of ways. One is how early it is. There has never been a presidential debate in June ever before. And that's mainly because of early voting. There was a lot of feeling that, you know, waiting to have these debates until, say, October, which is more traditional, would be after perhaps as many as millions of people have already voted. So if people really want to tune in to, you know, hear from the two candidates and weigh their responses, really before early voting is, you know, probably the best time to do it. So we're going to see that Thursday night.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit earlier. John Dickerson had a great op-ed or editorial on Sunday morning on CBS yesterday, and making the point that the uniqueness of this debate, when one side starts with the big lie and still doesn't accept the 2020 election results, it's kind of hard to have an equal footing debate.
It's going to be unusual in that respect. It's also going to be unusual because there's going to be no studio audience. Whichever candidate is their turn to speak, their mic will be on. The other candidate's mic will be off. So there'll be no opportunity for it to kind of devolve into kind of the spectacle that the recent past debates have become.
We shall see it coming up on Civic Media this Thursday, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock, the debate right here on Civic Media, Biden versus Trump. What else got, Terry? What else do we need to know?
Well, of course, this weekend, six tornadoes now confirmed to have hit all around southern Wisconsin. A lot of damage to trees and buildings and power lines. Fortunately, not many people were hurt very badly. Probably the most notable loss is an old church. 1893, this church was established in Argyle, Apple Grove Lutheran Church, and the congregation there picking up the pieces and deciding what to do next after this, very, beautiful historic old church got leveled in that tornado, what appears to be a tornado on Saturday night.
Yeah, you and I both grew up in southwest Wisconsin, and like a lot of those small schools, a lot of those small churches are integral parts of communities.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So, and clearly, this is having a big impact on the Argyle community, which is a small town if you've ever been there. So, yeah, a church like that is a big part of the community.
Yeah. All right, and one final thing here, three things we need to know on this Monday, the 24th of June.
There's an important, actually, it's a motions hearing, but it's this kickoff of the court proceedings, which could lead to people with disabilities in Wisconsin who vote having a little more independence. Right now, people with disabilities who cannot fill out their own paper ballots have to have somebody fill out a paper ballot with them and for them. A group called Disability Rights Wisconsin is suing to be able to have some, electronic accommodations so that, people with disabilities can vote by themselves, vote with a little more dignity, and, do that process the way they would prefer to.
And this has been something, again, that it was the reason, or the final reason, that I left the Republican Party back in 2011 at the time, the Republican Party passing these so-called voter ID bills, which were actually voter suppression bills in reality. And we've seen this even from the current MAGA interracial Republican Party, trying to make it more difficult for people to vote. Latest one, Eric Hovey now, in his campaign against Tammy Baldwin, saying, well, once people get to the nursing home, they only have 3 to 5 months to live, and saying that they shouldn't have the right to vote. And again, under the Wisconsin Constitution, unless you've been declared by two physicians as not able to, you have the right to vote.
Right. And that's what this lawsuit asserts. And, with the new 4-3 liberal majority on the state court, I guess the strategy, the hope perhaps is that it will get to that point before the November election, and because that a lot of these cases are expected to be resolved before the November election. A lot of attention has been paid to this deadline coming up. So that case, there'll be a motions hearing today, Dane County Court in Madison.
All right, it's been a busy news week. Oh, yeah. You and your news team always do an outstanding job. Civic Media News Director Terry Bell. Terry, you got about a minute and a half left here. I'm talking about heat a lot today. Do you find yourself affected by the heat?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm not built for heat and humidity, so.
But you're built. I mean, you work out all the time, Terry.
Well, gosh, yeah. Well, that's a... Think of it as like having like a big sweater made of meat wearing all
I feel this, Terry, the same way.
That's how I go through life.
But Greg Bach says he's a... Perhaps the quote of the morning, a big sweater made of meat. That's fantastic.
I love it.
All right. Greg Bach, outstanding job as always. We appreciate your help down there. Waukesha, Kreitlow is back with his pilot's license for his pontoon tomorrow, and Up North News Radio, all will be better then. We appreciate everybody staying around. Stay tuned now for the Earl Ingram Show across the Civic Media Radio Network, and we'll see you tomorrow on Up North News Radio. Have a wonderful day, Mr. Bach.
You as well, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you at noon on our show. I'm going to the dentist. We'll see if the Novocaine is worn off by then. It could be a very fun show from noon until 2. Join us then. See you later.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as I'll be making my way back from the dentist. Will the Novocaine have worn off? It could be fun. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham! Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham! Incorporated is there with super speed, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Saving the day one order at a time.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.